Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave. Thank you so much for coming back and doing the show. You're dressed very smartly. I love it.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
You want to tell everybody where to... No. You want to tell everybody where to find them? Find us?
Yeah, I do. I do. Everybody, come check us out at Six Unseemly on all social medias and unseemlyquestions.com.
All right. That's great, Dave. You should be an announcer. Good stuff. So let's get started with the show. Are you ready?
I'm more than ready.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Vernado. This is my sidekick, Dave Rosinski. We're going to have a great show today. We have a great contestant. Please put your hands together for Shauna Lane.
Woo!
Shauna Lane, welcome. Come on up. Awesome. Nice to have you here, Shauna.
Come on down.
Hi.
In the studio audience today, we have Jeffrey Joseph and Rachel Teichman. Thanks for coming and being part of the studio audience. You two are both great.
Thank you.
Jeffrey? Thank you. Hi.
Mm-hmm. This is like a credit now to be in a studio audience. Fine. I'm happy to be here, Shauna.
You put it on here.
Very showbiz. Jeffrey's so showbiz. So, Shauna, let me tell you how the show works, and then we're going to get to the show. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I will tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, I will give you $5 if I deem your appearance on the show being worth $5.
Okay, and so can I ask a couple questions?
You certainly can.
Okay, because you said I couldn't ask before, so I want to ask now. All right, so what are you basing your bell ringing on? Is it like an emotional response, or is it like intellectual, or is it just a gut thing? Does it have anything to do with resentments from the past?
He's got a like set of old encyclopedias, and he like goes through them, and
I feel like he's using. I feel like my responses are based, I would say, on all of that sometimes.
Oh.
I guess the clearest way to say it would be that it's based on my whim.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Okay.
All right.
You know this. You know what? This show needs a fact checker.
That's what you're here for, Dave.
That's right.
It's time for question number one. All right.
Wait, I have one more question.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say no to your no bell ringing? Can I be like, that's unacceptable? What is the word?
You could give it a try.
Let's see what happens.
I can debate.
I have no idea.
I can debate.
Yes, you can absolutely debate. Nobody's going to stop you.
All right.
No one's going to stop you.
All right, Shauna, it's time for question number one. What's your fondest memory of the Bowery Poetry Club?
Oh, God.
You should inform people what the Bowery Poetry Club is first.
I should inform them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the Bowery Poetry Club was a performance space on the Lower East Side. It's on Bowery. Mm-hmm. And it was poetry club. So there was like a lot of poetry. But then also the O'Debra twins, these two women that were not twins, had an open mic there that they did once a week. And then, I mean, it was just a bunch of crazy people performing. Can I ask a question about your question?
Sure.
Okay, so would this be a fond memory, like where I actually feel good about it? Or
it's
like
up to you.
A fond memory, okay.
It could be however you want to interpret the question.
Okay, well, I can say this. One of the fondest memories I have that also is horrifying is that I married one of the door guys from the Bowery Poetry Club after, you know, being with him for 2 weeks, and I didn't even know him.
Wow.
Are you That's still pretty amazing.
I didn't know that happened.
No, we're not still married, but we did dance on the Bowery Poetry Club bar the night of our wedding, and we started a band together that we debuted that night. I'm not a musician, but that's what happened. Yeah.
Oh, I remember being in a band with you that you kicked me out of.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's fine. It was long ago.
It's not your fault.
I had actually forgotten that we were in a band together. And until you brought up the band, and so that reminded me that we were in a band together.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of it?
You get a bell for just that. You get a bell for reminding me we were in a band together. What was the name?
Hot little pieces of
We were in a band together called Hot Little Pieces of.
I'm gonna have to censor that, so it's gonna sound really weird.
Well, we're not allowed to say hot on the show.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right,
okay,
so
and nobody in the band could play music. I mean, it was so crazy.
Yeah, we weren't that good. No,
you could, but I could.
Well, I mean, I wasn't great though. I could play rhythm guitar just enough.
Yeah.
Now. great musical interlude. Shauna, it's time for question number two, but before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
At the moment, I basically never leave my apartment, and I have turned this apartment into you can't see it, but there's a giant box next to me. My boyfriend built me a voiceover booth so that I could start doing voiceovers. Yeah, it's crazy. When he said he was going to build it, I was like, anything, you're going to build a voiceover booth? I thought it was going to be like a lot of fun. It works. It's amazing. I should actually be in there right now. Anyway, and
is it like a giant birdhouse or something?
I don't know how to answer that question.
You don't have to answer anything Dave asks you. Just saying.
Can we see it?
Sure. Let's see. I taped the stool so that you can.
Oh.
Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
And then that, it's a big, giant.
That's great.
And then, yeah, and then the whole inside is, you know, soundproofed, and there's a board and then a thing you can put the voiceovers on and the whole microphone and interface and everything. Yeah. So cool. I'm learning that. And then over there is my dance studio. I've been teaching my mother ballet and tap.
Online?
Yeah, over Zoom.
Do you charge her?
I do.
Nice.
Let's get to question number two. All right.
And I'm an actor. Okay, that's it.
And you are an actor. That is true. All right. Yeah. Question number two. I think this is a very pretty current question. When's the last time you were in love?
Aw, 2 hours ago.
Oh, really? Did something happen that rekindled your love 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
What happened?
Sex.
Humping?
Yeah, without clothes on.
Oh, yeah, that sounds all right. Yeah, sounds.
Wait, so no one's dry humping anymore?
Sorry, no. Dave. I know you're in Florida, so I know they still do that down there. Oh.
Some people are. It's okay, Dave. Some people definitely are. I don't know who they are, but
yeah, there's nothing wrong with dry humping.
No.
Is anybody on Dave's side with this? You are, Shauna? You're on Dave's side about the dry humping thing?
I mean, I'm a people pleaser, so I just don't want him to feel bad.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I haven't done that stuff since like high school.
What?
Dry humping? Yeah.
But you're only 23 years old. So it's really not like you're saying anything. Like if one of us says,
"So get ready, because it's coming back."
It really has gravity.
We're talking about gravity with Sandra Bullock.
well, how do you define dry humping? I don't know any black people who've ever used the term dry humping.
Well, who would like to explain what dry humping is to Jeffrey?
It's kind of like getting a lap dance.
Oh, okay. So I still have my pants on. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right.
No fluids, so it's dry.
There's no fluids shared.
There's no skin.
There could be some.
No skin to skin.
There could be fluid.
There could be fluid within my pants, but it wouldn't ever.
Right. Hopefully.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to ring the bell on that question because there's a lot of description of dry humping, and that always deserves a bell. All right. It's time for question number three, Shauna.
Okay.
Question number three.
Bless, bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you, Rachel. Question
bless you,
three.
Everybody.
Question number three. Make sustainable agriculture sound interesting.
That's a demand. That's not a question.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this much. I'm reading a book called Eat Dirt. And
okay.
We are supposed to, did you know this, actually eat a fair amount of actual dirt. It helps the microbiome in our guts. And the healthier your microbiome is, the healthier your whole being is, your brain, your relationships, your bank account. Like, it's very, very good for you.
Okay, but is there something you can eat that tastes better than dirt that does the same thing?
Yes. Vegetables.
Okay, thank God.
Vegetables, herbs, root vegetables, basically any fruit or vegetable and
that grows in the dirt.
That grows in the dirt. But you know, there's some dirt that doesn't taste so bad.
Yeah, like yeah, rocks are delicious.
Yeah. See, this is why black people and white people can't date. Because if I was out on a date we went on a hike with this white woman in the mountains, she was eating berries and she like wasn't washing them off, and I was like, and she gave me that whole dirt explanation, and I would be like, my mother would slap that berry out your hand.
Oh yeah.
Say, child, put that down like that.
Oh yeah.
Well, you should read this book, Eat Dirt. It might change your mind.
I could read the book. We still ain't eating no dirt.
You guys should read Don't Eat Poisonous Berries. That's a good book.
What about
I wasn't too keen on the eating the dirt thing. Although I gotta be honest, I don't always wash berries before I eat them, but the idea of being like you're eating dirt would probably just make me wash the berries.
Right. Well, yeah.
Never crossed your mind.
Wait, what? Who are you talking to?
Dave just says things randomly out loud.
Okay.
You guys like the internet?
I know basically what's going to happen because of books like this is I'm going to go to Whole Foods and there's going to be like specialized dirt in a nice little container, organic container. And it's going to be like $60 to get my organic dirt.
A peppermint that you grind it on
would
your
you like
food.
Would you like a little dirt, monsieur? Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Now, my inclination is to give this no bell, but I have to give it a bell because I said I wanted you to make it sound interesting, and I asked a follow-up question because I was interested in what the answer was. So you win. Okay.
Yay. What about quicksand? Any of you guys ever try that?
Yeah.
Dave, what are you even doing?
Nothing.
Yeah, I was in quicksand one time. It was just like the cartoon.
Okay, I meant eating it. But okay.
Well, all right. It's time for question number four. Okay. Question number four. Was there anything positive about your experience with cancer?
Oh, yeah, tons. I mean, first of all, now I eat dirt. I had cancer.
He said something positive.
Good point, Jeffrey. Thank you.
I thought he meant positive for me. Everything. I mean, my whole life has gotten so much better. I mean, it literally changed my life. It was the slap in the face that I needed to change my life. It's crazy. I mean, I didn't think that right away. It's not like I found out I had cancer. I went through chemo and I was like, oh, man, this is exactly what I needed right now. I mean, it was horrifying, but you know, it moved me in a different direction, truly. And it saved my life. I mean, I'm lucky I'm alive, but it saved my life.
That's actually really interesting because I feel like talking to you now is way different than talking to you before. Like, it does feel like your core has changed.
Yes, it
definitely
has.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Without
Thank
a doubt.
You for saying that. Thank you.
And you know what I love about her explanation, that it made your life better? Because now I don't feel so bad about all the times that I wished cancer on somebody.
Oh my God.
You did it for improvement. You did it for improvement.
And I thought I had a mean streak. You know what? That's a Bell.
Yeah.
Great answer. Made me feel good. Great answer. It's time for question number five.
Ding.
Question number five. Which of the people on this show do you think you could beat in a fight?
Oh, that's an easy one.
Just to go around, you've got Rachel. I'm guessing she's like maybe 108 pounds.
No.
Okay, wait, we're talking about a physical fight?
However you want to interpret it. There's Rachel, there's Dave Rosinski, who is...
Wait, what kind of fight are we talking? A verbal fight?
It's her. I just answered that question, Dave, like seconds ago. It's up to her to decide.
It could be a dance battle. It could be a dance battle. It could be a tap dance and ballet dance battle.
If it was a dance battle, any of you, I could win. Mm.
Also, could it be a cancer survival battle? Do they have those?
Yeah, every day. Every day they have that dance.
That's true, but you know what I mean.
Okay, if it's a physical fight, not a single one of you could I beat. I have no idea how to fight physically.
And
if
it's Rachel?
Rachel's deceptively strong for her size. She's like an ant.
No, and I don't like to hurt people. It would not, no.
You could probably beat me.
But if you cried, like if you cried, I'd be like, oh my God. And I would stop doing whatever people do.
You would start beating her over the head with a chair. You'd stop if she cried.
Or whatever. A lamp.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to say Nobel on that question. I'll say Nobel because there wasn't really a specific answer, even though the question did ask for a specific answer.
I mean, if I was gonna fight verbally with all of you, I'd want to know what signs you are, your astrological signs, so I could know like what type of fighter you were.
My sign is Leprechaun.
Yeah, no.
We're tough.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I guess there's a lot of stuff that you'd have to consider, but just for this question, Nobel.
Okay.
All right.
And as a coda to all this, I just need to interject a little personal information about Victor Varnado.
Oh, please.
My nickname for him is Fight Magnet because there was a period of time where Victor would just attract fights to himself. So I think on some level, yeah, he was hoping that you would say, oh, I could beat you, Victor, and then you could get in a fight.
Oh, see, no.
That's, yeah, well, I'm so glad you so ably dodged his.
I'm going to have to interject because I don't start fights. I just talk, okay? It's not, although only one time did I ever throw the first punch. Other than that, I just talk.
What about the fight on the subway?
I was defending myself. Mm. I was defending myself on the subway. I was being mugged.
Yeah. I was just standing my ground.
Yes, I defended myself when I was mugged. Yes, that's true. All right. It is time for question number six. Question number six is, what makes you happiest about people?
Oh, well, I love people. I find people fascinating. I love the character. I love knowing people's history. I find people utterly, utterly fascinating. I like interviewing people, finding about where they came from, what they're interested in, where they're going, what their hopes and dreams are. I mean, I know that sounds hokey, but seriously, I find human beings fascinating.
I
like people. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of people. I'm a huge fan of people, and I love interviewing people, which is actually part of what this show is about.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
You just like talking.
I also like talking, I guess. I like
you just like bringing
more than
bells.
I like talking. I do ringing bells as well.
And there's another coda to this little thing about Victor. I was with Victor once, and we were in a bar, and this woman started talking about her rape, about being raped, and Victor just whips out a tape recorder and starts recording it and starts asking her questions.
So I asked her if I could record it first. I didn't just
was it was Was it an actual cassette player?
No. No, it's just people over 40 say tape still.
Did she find it therapeutic?
I know, there's no more tapes.
She said yes, and then we talked about it.
And I mean, did she find it therapeutic, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, nor would I guess about
that. Call that re-traumatization. So
this story,
thank you.
This story doesn't lead to a fight. I don't get it.
Well, I like people too, and so I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say bell.
Hey!
And the reason I'm giving you a bell is because I agree with you. So just so happens that that's a bell this time. All right. So you answered all six questions. Not a bad job. But it is time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where they can find you?
Yes. I have a website called ShaunaLane.com. And yeah, and I'm on Twitter. I'm the Shauna Lane on Twitter. And I'm Lane Shauna on Instagram. There you go. I'm not on TikTok. I'm sorry, I'm not on TikTok.
No problem. Right, so let's find out whether or not you get $5. Okay, we do canvas the room. Let's start off with Dave. Dave, what do you think? Should Shauna get $5?
Yes, I think she should. She answered honestly. She revealed some very unfortunate qualities about you, Victor. So I'm all for that. And let's say send her the $5.
We'll see. What do you think, Jeffrey? Should Shauna get $5?
First of all, who are the people that are coming on this show who are saying someone else does not deserve $5? Who are the people that come on this show to deny people $5? $5.
I mean, I'm sure there's people out there.
You should get more than $5.
You should have seen how mad people were when they had to take Ubers to the show. They were really pissed back then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rachel, what do you think?
Rachel,
should Shauna get $5?
Well, I was really banking on her making sustainable agriculture sound interesting. and I was really rooting for her to do that. Get it? Rooting. Anyway.
I get it. I get it now that you said it. I did not get it before in actuality. So when you said get it rooting, that's when I got that you're actually trying to make a joke. Go on.
Thank you for understanding. So anyway, my point is she fulfilled my objective for her.
Uh-huh.
And so yes, $5.
Well, that answer had a lot more to do with you than her.
Yes, but it resulted in my vote for her getting $5.
Got it. Now I understand. All right. Nice. So you've heard what everybody else thinks. Shauna, what do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
All right. $5 goes to you, Shauna. Great job.
Wow.
Won five whole dollars. Congratulations.
American?
Yeah. American money. We need to wrap this up though, Dave. So what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that we're not paying the guests in Canadian money anymore. I learned
I'm in Canada, pal, so just watch.
So that means you get six Canadian. That's pretty cool.
It'd be like almost seven, but anyway.
Oh, sorry. I haven't looked at the rate exchange in a while.
Check us out at unseemlyquestions.com. If you have more to say, Dave, I'm so sorry.
I was just going to tell people not to fight you. I fought Victor several times. He's deceptively strong.
All right.
His size.
Second time for the deceptively strong joke during one show, Dave.
He's deceptively black, too.
Yeah, did. About Rachel. He said deceptively strong.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, like an ant, you said she was. All right. Anyway, you can find us at unseemlyquestions.com and Six Unseemly on all social media. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Shauna. Good to meet
you. Bye, Jeff. Good to meet you, too. Oh, I call you Jeff instead of Jeffrey.
You can.
Oh, thanks.
This will probably just fade out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.